supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Welcome to Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, where every week, Wednesdays at 11 o'clock, we give you a chance to prove just how smart you are. It is the Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener Competition. We give you a question. You give us the answer. The only way you can win is by calling in. So I say this week after week. You're welcome to play along on the text line for fun, but you won't win on the text line. Has to be a phone call. Have to be the first one through. And we ask that you haven't won in this year. So if you haven't won in 2025, then you're good to play along. Phone number is the same number we always use, 1-877-332-8255. And up for grabs is bragging rights. Hopefully, maybe a coffee or a beer, thanks to your friends, family, buddies that are so in love with the notion that you have become Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Maybe they're not surprised by it. They knew you had the smarts all along. And you, of course, will also win, thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener t-shirt. Last week's winner, Jason Tomas, on holidays this week. So said, even gave us the heads up last week, just so you know, I know you always have the winner on the next week. I'm not going to be able to join you. I'm going to be out of cell service on holidays. But Jason knew the answer to last week's question, which is, these have a pattern of being named for where they come from. And he knew the answer was cheese. That's right. Cheeses, like the village of Cheddar. The English village of Cheddar in Somerset is where cheddar cheese got its name. Brie from the Brie region in France. There's a lot. Gouda from the city of Gouda in the Netherlands. That is how cheese gets its name. So congratulations to Jason Tomas. We don't have the luxury of having him today to ask this week's question. So you got to put up with me. But we've got a great question for the week. And the phone lines are open for you at 1-877-332-8255. And here you go. Today's Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener question is this. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. Kind of an open question, and there's probably a couple of different interpretations that might work there, but we're looking for a specific answer. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. What do you say? 1-877-332-8255. Dusty in Langham, does it pay to be the first caller?
What did I ever do to you?
Hey, I drove through your community yesterday.
Oh, okay, yeah, from Edmonton.
We actually yesterday whipped up from Saskatoon to North Battleford. I'm going to talk a bit about it. We did kind of a community tour in North Battleford. But as we drove by Langham, I said, hey, my friend Dusty's from there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're a regular caller on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, Dusty, and I'm giving you the first crack at it today. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. What do you think?
Well, I had two answers in mind, but I'm going to go with great white sharks.
Great white sharks. And why are you saying that?
Well, I do a lot of reading in one thing and another, and they, you always hear of how many deaths by sharks and right. This and that, and bull sharks I know kill a lot of people, but I'm going to stick with great white.
Okay, good guess. Really good guess. I'm not surprised we got that one off the start, but no, that is not the right answer. Like I said, there's probably a couple of interpretations people can give on this. You might be able to justify why you think your answer is the right one, but we're looking for something specific. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. Let's go to Scott and Swift Current. What do you think?
I'll stay with the ocean, and I'll go killer whales.
Yeah, okay, good one. Actually, that when we were bouncing this around, we usually try the questions out in the newsroom first. Someone said killer whales because they're not necessarily killers. But no, Scott, that's not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. Al in Regina, thanks for calling in. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. What do you think?
Oh, pretty hard to trying to get a wag even to get in here. There's all kinds of answers. I don't know. I take a wag of some kind. I'm sure. Just trying to think here. What about elephants? I don't know. Just say elephants.
Okay. Elephants and what? Not known for having good sniffers or?
Well, they're not. They're actually a herd animal, and they're quite a family unit. They don't do the things bad, like to sort of stick together,
okay.
Eh?
Okay. Well, I feel like we're going to get a pretty good understanding of things in the animal kingdom this morning. No, it's not elephants, but thanks for playing along, Al. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep trucking along. We're going to get the answer. I know we always do. Greg in Moose Jaw. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for.
Oh, yeah, this is just a wag for sure, but I was thinking dinosaur, like specifically a T-Rex.
Okay, well, good guess. There's probably lots of ways we can go there, but no, it's not dinosaurs, but thanks for trying, Greg. Let's keep going. Courtney in Raymore, you're next up. It's not great white sharks. It's not killer whales. It's not elephants. It's not dinosaurs. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. What do you think, Courtney?
Let's say sea lions.
And what are they known for?
I don't know. They're not lions.
They're not. So. I cannot argue with your rationale. They're not lions. That's right. That's not the right answer, but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-825. That was such a good reaction from Courtney. I loved it. Ian in Saskatoon, thanks for calling in. Have you got my answer?
Well, I was thinking Montreal Canadian sounds.
Oh, boy. That's your answer?
No, I'm going to go with opossums.
Okay. And where are you going with that one?
Well, just like they got such an ugly looking look, like when you look at them. But I guess they're actually, they're not aggressive and they're actually really clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I like your rationale. Everybody's had really good rationale. No, it's not the answer we're looking for. But thanks for giving the guess. 1-877-332-8255. We've had a variety of guesses so far. None of them have been right. The question once again is these creatures don't live up to what they are known for. James in Saskatoon, do you know?
Vampire bats.
Okay, good. Yeah, another good. I feel like these answers all I can rationalize. I can make sense. But it's not vampire bats, James, but thanks for guessing. 1-877-332-8255. I feel like it's too early for a hint. I'm going to keep trucking here for a little bit before I give a hint. Let's go to Clark in Saskatoon. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener today is asking this question. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. What are we talking about?
I'll take a guess at starfish.
Okay. Do you have a reason behind that?
No.
Okay, just a stab in the dark. No, it's not starfish, but thanks for guessing. This creature is not a water creature that we're looking for. Not a water creature. So I know we've had white sharks, killer whales, sea lions, starfish. We've had a number of water creature guesses. Not water. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep trucking along. We're going to go, let's go to Prince Albert. Lois is my next caller. Lois, thanks for calling in. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener question today. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. What do you think?
Could it be bats?
Bats. We actually did have someone guess vampire bats, but you're going to go with just bats, or do you want to take another swing at it?
That was the only thing that came to mind.
Yeah, okay. So. It's not bats. It's not bats, but that is in some ways the closest guess that we have to the right answer. Now maybe that's going to throw people in a wrong direction. I'll just leave it there. It's the closest. We've had great white sharks, whales, elephants, dinosaurs, sea lions, opossums, vampire bats, starfish guest. I said it's got nothing to do with water, so it's not a water creature. It's not a fish. It doesn't live in the ocean, the water. And the closest guest we've had so far, the closest guess has been bats. Does that help you? Or does that push you further in the wrong direction? Let's go to Linda in Saskatoon. Linda, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to say birds.
Well, I can't take birds generally. I think I need something a little more specific.
Okay. Sparrows.
Sparrows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not the answer we're looking for, but thanks for guessing. And maybe the fact that I said I wouldn't accept birds generally is pointing you closer to the right answer. Not sparrows. No, not sparrows. But what is it? 1-877-332-8255. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. Let's take our break and we'll come back. I know we're going to get the right answer momentarily here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Text line answers always make me laugh. There's some good ones on there. The Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener today, the question is, these creatures don't live up to what they are known for. I didn't get through all of the text, but I don't think we've got the right answer on the text line yet. But there's some good ones on there that are, if nothing else, making me laugh with people, you know, kind of giving the explanation behind why they think this is the right answer. It is Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. It is meant to be challenging, and today's is proving to be just that. Okay, we always go in the order the calls came in, so waiting the longest is Dawn in Yorkton. Dawn, thanks for calling in. These creatures don't live up to what they are known for. What do you think?
I'm going to go with crows.
And why do you say crows?
Because they're a very smart bird, and they're a nuisance.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, I get it. I lived on a farm. I totally agree with you. That is not the answer we're looking for, but it's a good guess, and it's a good start to this segment. So just to rehash, we've gone through a lot of answers. I said the closest we've got is bats. Then I had someone guess birds, and I said, not specific enough. I need something more specific. So I feel like I'm honing you into an area. We've had crows. We've had sparrows guessed. Not what I'm looking for yet. 1-877-332-8255. Louis and Watrous, what do you think?
I think you're looking for owls. Turns out they're not as wise as you think.
Look at Louis. Louis, not only with the right answer, but filling in the blanks, you are absolutely right. If you go to the International Owl Center website, they will tell you that although they've got big, wide, large eyes and they've got this really kind of statuesque posture, owls are doing what they need to do to survive in the wild, but they're slow, they're stubborn, they're hard to train, and not necessarily wise like we give them credit for being. Louis?
That's awesome. I was going to go with beaver. They're not that busy, but until you said birds, and I just pulled that out of my hat.
I love it. And someone on the text line said killdeers, and I thought, well, that's hard to argue with, right? Like there was a few good answers on there. Louis, what keeps you busy in Watrous?
I farm out here near Liberty, so I'm just riding around in my sprayer today.
Oh, are you out? So obviously you're not getting rain right now.
Not yet, but I hope to God it's coming soon.
Yeah, there's some clouds out there, and we are getting some reports, parts of the province getting it. So what's your last name, Louis?
Louis Wolf.
Wolf?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations. I'm impressed not only that you got owls, but you got why owls don't live up to what they are known for. Owls thought to be wise, but the experts will tell you, maybe not as wise as you think. Louis, enjoy the rest of your day spraying. I'm going to put you on hold so Adam can chat with you off air. We got to get your shirt size and some information. You are officially Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.
Thank you very much.
Louis and Watrous. I absolutely love it. It was a good one today. I like the question. Libby does good work on these, coming up with these questions. We also have lots of listeners that will like to send in. Okay, here'd be a good question for SSRL. Of course, we've got to do our part to make sure that we've Google-proofed it so that we don't end up making it too easy for people as well. Lots of people still disheartened over the fact that those Oilers could not pull it off last night. We talked about the fact, I mean, the Oilers were a strong team through the series. You think about, they started out losing the first two games to LA, and then they came back, and after that, they never really had their back against the wall in terms of being at threat of losing a series. They were in command the rest of the way. But when they came up against Florida, that game, not just that game last night, but really the last few games that we saw, really, really one-sided and in favor of the Florida Panthers. I had Jamie Nye on this morning from the Green Zone, and I asked them, do you think it comes down to coaching?
I don't want to put it all on coaching, because there's a few things, right? Like, Bobrovsky's a better goaltender than Skinner or Pickard. Zach Hyman was out of the lineup. The Florida Panthers weren't without any of their top six, really. They were pretty healthy. I know Matthew Tkachuk was pretty banged up and injured himself and pretty much almost called it a season after the Four Nations face-off. But when it comes to that aspect of it, of changing the lineup and seeming almost like panic a little bit, I think Chris Knobloch might have, you know, panicked just a touch in his lineup rather than just going, what are we doing here? We're up. We could be up 2-0 in the series or down 2-0. You remember that after game two, and it seemed like the Oilers flinched. It was really after game three when Chris Knobloch started to blend up the lines and change the chemistry.
So part of what we talked about is, okay, what does this look like for the Oilers going into the off season? What is the priority? Is it goaltending?
It should have been top of the list at the trade deadline. I think you look back at Stan Bowman and go, what were you doing? You had a Stanley Cup contender. We all knew you had a Stanley Cup contender, and Stuart Skinner was not having a great year, and neither was Calvin Pickard. And you go, where was the move to try to get a goaltender to stabilize some things? And you didn't see it from the general manager at the deadline. I don't think they make that same mistake twice, but it's going to be very interesting. They don't have a lot of cap room. Evan Bouchard's going to want to raise. They're going to might have to pay a goaltender a little bit more. Connor McDavid's going to re-sign his new contract. The first year of Leon Draisaitl's extension kicks in, and you start to wonder how much of this band the Edmonton Oilers can keep together.
Jamie Nye, who joined me first thing this morning, of course, host of the Green Zone. Matthew Tkachuk last night, post-game interview, referred to Florida as a dynasty, and I was curious to know Jamie's thoughts. They have been to the finals three times, won the last two. Are they a dynasty?
I think you need three championships to be a dynasty. I know they've been to three straight Stanley Cups, but were the Tampa Bay Lightning a dynasty? They made it to three straight, only won two. This is the same thing. Just because Matthew Tkachuk says so doesn't mean it's true. Win another one in the next 2 years, you win three of four, like, that's a dynasty. Now, maybe you lower the standard because of the salary cap era and the modern day dynasty, so to speak, but I can't call them. The Oilers were a dynasty. The Islanders were a dynasty. The Canadians were a dynasty. They won more than two Stanley Cups.
I think Jamie was just trying to suck up to me with the Islanders being a dynasty. Speaking of the Islanders, Rich Pilon is my guest at 12 noon today. We're going to talk about a new work venture that he's got going. But Rich played some years for the New York Islanders, and no doubt we'll have a little hockey talk there as well. Jamie and the Green Zone, along with Locker, of course, back at 2 o'clock this afternoon. No doubt that Oilers loss will be a big part of it.